Viter in Shas. We are in Bava Basa, Daf Lamitas. Picking up a Lamachasim of Beis, but the bottom of the page. Three lines up from the bottom, two dots. Here we go. Hechidami Mecha. We talk about the idea called protesting all this time. You got to protest. What's considered protest? Amar of Zvid Gazlanahu Lohavi Mecha. If someone goes and yells out, you're a Gazlan, that's not called a Mecha. Because that's just like a straight up statement. We don't know if that's called a protest or anything. Planya Gazlanahu Danakat Lala Ari Begazlanusa. But if he says, this person is a Ganav because he took away my land by stealing my land. Okay, now we're talking. There's going to be a little more. We'll see in the Amud Beis. Well done. Amud Aleph says Rashbam. Val Amud Blo Plan Gazlana Hu Tekach Laar the Gazlana Shai Lo Macharti Leo and Zeltum the Hashta Havale is Tahure Bishtar Mechir Sana. You better hold on to Bishtar. Zemi Achas Sheir or Zeh. I love Hilka Chavi Mecha, therefore it's considered a Mecha, but we're still in the middle of the sentence over here. So what is he going to say? That this person stole, and he's this person has got him, he stole my land. So stealing, beep, turn the page. I'm going to test him out. Ulamachar, Tavana Le Bedina, and tomorrow I'm going to bring him to court. Chavi Le Mecha, that is considered a Mecha. Oh, good, that's straightforward. That is pretty clear. Now, the Rashbam goes and has a nice long here, a nice little shtickle over here, and he says, V'ilo lamachar, V'ilo lamachar tefana le bedina, umafkina mine, ella ploni, if he doesn't say the statement, and tomorrow I'm being toveim in din, and I'm going to take it away from him, rather, all he says is ploni is gallant, kachla ba'ara lukas lusa bilva, and all he says is that he is a gazan that he's eating from the land with his theft. Hareyu kenosin pigam chavero. It's just, you're calling out your friend. Veloka moser edus veino macha kain perish rabbeinu chanano. It's not considered like a macha because it's just like, you're not giving a moser aid. You're not giving aid. You're just saying this guy is a pagam. Listen, chita. Other words, we say shamati mishmuos Rabbi Yaakov by Yakar v'ikar planya gazlanahu v'afil hiskar al karka zeh shemachzik lav machahi. It's not even considered a macha, even if the guy speaks up like that. Sharei lo micha machmas atzmo. He's not speaking about himself. He's never giving himself. He's just saying this guy steals land. It's just coming to be pogeim him in order to speak to give him the smackdown. Not that you're coming to go and argue with him. Never said it's his. Avalim pirish ka achel la arei because lanusa. If he's saying, oh, he's eating from the stolen land, harei micha machmasatzo. That's considered micha machmasatzo. Vodia shakaku shalom machzik baola baavla. Even if he finishes up saying, tomorrow I'm going to Tovim Bedin. Okay, that was quite a mouthful over there. Now, says Gemara, Amar lo timrele. Let's say the one who's protesting said to the Edom, don't tell him that I'm protesting. Said, Mai, what's going to be done like that? Says Rashbam, Amar le Edom lo timrele machazu. Don't tell him this macha. And what's going to be the din? My Amrav Zvid says, Haka Amar lo Timrele. He said not to say anything. Therefore, says Rashbam, V'lav Macha. The Halo Amar le Edom Zu, because he didn't say anything after that. Rav Papa Amar Papa says, L'dide lo Timrele, L'achrini Imrelo. And Echinami said not to tell him, but they could tell to other people. Says Rashbam, L'ol Macha, it is a Macha. The Haka Amar lo le Edom L'dide lo Timrele. Don't tell him straight up. You can tell the people. Then the other ones are going to speak up. Because, one friend is another friend, and eventually it's going to get back to him. So therefore, so there's machlokas here. If it says, if I say to them, don't say to the guy, then sorry, it's not considered machlok because you never told him. Papa says, even if he says, it's still going to be considered machlok because chavachavah, and it's going to get to him eventually. So it says, the Gemara says, Papa, it's going to get to him. What happens if I go and I say it to the guy? I say, Amika Macha, and the Edom speak up, and they say, Lo Aminale, we're not going to tell him. Says Rashbam, Lo Kaya Hechad Amar Lohu Lo Temele. It's not going in the case where I said, don't tell him. The Haler of Zvid, Afilu Shatsku Vilavi Macha, Vakoshkan Hacha Hechad Shishvir Kedvarv, Ela Milsabap Enavshi is its own thing. Vakaya Hechad Amar Lohu, Macha Gamur says, a straight Macha. If it's even Lo Aminale, he says, go tell him. Behemonu, and they responded by saying, Lo Aminale, we're not going to tell him. Vlo Chazar Umicha. Acher kemefein mechirim. Then I don't go and I'm not mocha in front of other people. What's going to be the din then? Amar Rav Zvid. Amar Rav Zvid. Haka amru. Lay, lo amr lay. What do you want? The guy said, not say anything. They're not going to say anything. Therefore, it's not a macha. Says the Rashman, v'kivin shalu yomru lo. Should have been mocha'od b'fnei achir in front of others. Shiyomer lo. Ve'im lo micha achir kein hifsed. If he doesn't say anything after, so he lost out. That is Rav Zvid's approach. A Papa Amar, Papa says, Lididei lo amr lo. All these things he won't tell him. Lachrini amr lo, but they will say other people. And chavr chavr islay, and each one is a friend. Chavr 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 islay. And it's going to go until eventually it's going to get to him. Says Rashbam, Ein tzarech limchos od b'fnei achirim, is to do it in front of other men. D'bachal ma'al yisui, it's a good one. Alchi amul is what he's saying. Lididei lo aminan, we're going to tell him. Shlo ne'el chad makomo. But lachrin amin, we're going to say it all. It says the Rashbam, Av papa kadiyach lo tamru lay, lo aminan lay, demashma lo aminan lay. Well, lachrin amin, we're going to say it to other people. But lo amar lo tamru, it doesn't say that we're not going to say it at all, rather just not going to tell him. Okay, eventually it's going to get Islay. Amar lahu, let's say another case of amar lahu lo tepik lechu shusa, if the one is protesting, says the Eitim, don't let any words leave your mouth. In other words, don't let it be at all. Don't tell them, don't tell others. Shusa is dibor, like we see in other places. Then I'm Rizvid, how come lo tepikul chushusa? What do you want? The guy says straight up, don't tell anyone. It says Rizvam, vein macha, therefore it's not considered like a macha, because you can't say anything. Okay, that is only Rizvid speaks up there. Now, what about the next case? Amru le lo mafkin and shusa. If the witnesses said back to the guy, not a word of this is going to leave our mouths. So they're the ones who say that, because it says Rizvam, lo kayecha da amaluhu lo tepikul lechu. It's considered another thing. It's like it's commanded to say, we're not saying anything. Therefore, it's definitely not going to be a mecha. Etc. The mashmal low. Lo, v'lo, lachem. I'm not going to tell anyone. So amr le, lo, v'kinan. I don't want to say anything. And my papa says, haka amr le, lo, v'kinan. Okay, pretty straightforward. They said they're not going to go, they're not going to say anything. So therefore, he's never going to know about it. Therefore, it's not a macha. Rav Huna bar Yehoshua amar, kol milsa do army alei dinish. Anything was not given over to somebody to keep a secret. It wasn't told straight up to keep it confidential. Amr lo v'lo v'dayte. He's going to eventually go and say it, and he's not going to realize that he's saying it. So here also, the Edom is going to eventually tell someone about it, and it's going to eventually go and reach the squatter, and therefore this actually would work. Unbelievable. Amar Rav Nachman. Mecha shal b'fanav v'mecha. Saying straight up, like we've seen in the past, a mecha that's done not in front of the person is considered a macha. So now, Esri Rav of Nachman, Kim said he asked, Amar Yehuda, Lo amru shalosh shalom, ella b'kidei sheheba ba'as pamya v'yachzik shana, v'yachudio shana, v'yavol shana acheres. Now, something that we already spoke about last couple of daf ago, that Rav Yehuda said, Lo amru shalosh shana, ella, the other time he said shalosh shana, is in order to be able to get far away to Spain and be able to go and say, because it takes a year to get there and a year to tell, a year to come back. Right? So you need 3 years that's going on. V'yachzuk shana, and now, we just started by saying that a macha that's not in front of him is considered a macha. Now, if that's really true, that a macha that's not in front of him is considered a macha, then why is it they have to come back from Spain to go out to protest? Let him just stay where he is, chilling on the beaches of Spain, and he doesn't have to and just be moch over there, says the Rashbam. That leisiva duchte be as pamya v'limbuchu b'fnei edim and just be moch over there. Shari yecholim love of lomelo besof gimel imirtu. There's a switcheroo here. It says betoch gimel within 3 years. So then, what's Rabbi Yehuda saying? This to go and come back over here must be that he says that if it's not that in front of him, it's not going to work, which goes against what Rav Nachman had just said. I'm a Rav Nachman, etc. So now I'm a Rav Nachman. You know, this whole kasha over here, what's going on? So says Gemara, Hasa Mitzvah Torah Kamashloi. Nah, in the Mishnah, it's just the Gemara is just giving good advice. It's just good advice. In the Kharam, you don't have to come back. You're good, right? But it's just a good idea if you want to come back to get something. The Nesiv Nishkal Aro Peri. Come back from Spain, get your land, get your produce before he goes in and eats it all. That's what we're saying over here. And maybe Rabbi Yehuda would agree with this, but right, he would agree that doing it from another place, Yitaka could do, but we just want to help you out that you don't mess yourself over for being away for so long. Says the Gemara, hold on one second. The commosive lay Rav of Nachman, the fact that Rav is coming, asking a kasha of Nachman, Mechlau de lo sphere lay the mechash, lo befun of a mechah, must be that he doesn't himself hold like it, and he's saying that he doesn't hold of a mechah, not in front of him, is considered a mechah, like you have to be in front of him. I'm a Rava. We know straight up Rava said, "Andaf lamechis mameis mechah shlo b'funav havi mechah." He does say, "So what's going on?" So it says, "Go on, busted the shemir of Nachman svara." After Rava heard this answer from Rav Nachman, so he accepted it, and said, "I was going after." He went and he accepted it. Okay. Askechinu Rav Yosi b'Rav Chanina l'tamid of the Rav Yochanan. So Rav Yosef Rav Chanina, he met up with the students of Rav Yochanan. Amalu, he asked them, Mi Amar Rav Yochanan Mecha Bekama? Did he say how many people he has to protest in front of? We know they have to protest in front of people. How many? Avchia Ba'abin Amar Rav Yochanan Mecha Befinish Taim. Yeah, two Edom. Rabbi Avo Amar Rav Yochanan Mecha Befinish Losha. He says, Rav Yochanan says, that it's got to be done in front of three people. Lema, let's say, b'derabba by Rav Huna, come if that's what they're arguing. The world of Rabbi Huna, Dama Rabbi Rav Huna, b'gorin erichin, kol milsa de misarma b'ape talasa, anything that was said in front of three people, that already gets to a pretty higher level. Beep, turn the page, lamentism of base. Les ba mishum lishna bisha. If you have one person that goes and says negatively about another person in front of three people, and someone then tells this he goes and tells the original person who was spoken about, then there's not considered lashon hara. Says the Rashbam, Im yachsaru v'yomer lezeh kach amar plani lecha. He says this is what the person said about you. It's not lashon hara. V'taima ked mefarsh berichin b'yesherich berichin. Because a friend is a friend. Anything which is eventually going to get out, it's going to get out, but you know, that's what we need. Should be careful with this star. Da'afilu basar avida l'glui per mechal b'fnei shnayim ule inyan lashon hara les ba mishum lus nabista hecha de misarma kamei tre. Okay, so lema de Rav Huna, we're going back to Amun Al for a second. Tamer Rav Huna, kol misli de misarma be'apli tos, anything was said in front of three people. So it's like totally well known. People know about it now. And beep again, less permission to bista. It longer has that problem. It says there's Bamalini and Lashon Hara. Okay, right. That's what we just read for the previous page. Mandam v'ishnayim. The one that says a protest can be done in front of two people. Lesley the Rabbi Bar Rav Huna. They need three people to hear something to make sure it becomes public knowledge. If a protest maybe set in front of even two people, then this would be mashma that even two people are going to publicize it. Oman damer b'fleish losha, and the other one who says that it has to be done in front of three, isle b'derabba bar Rav Huna, he does hold of Rabba bar Rav Huna. And for the Gemara, lo, nice try. You're trying to go ahead to compare this to this idea, this machlokas here. No, not necessarily. The Kuliyama Islu Dravaravua. Maybe we could say everyone said like Ravavua. They need three people there in order to make sure that's going to spread. But in this case of here, how many people have to be there for the protest? This is what their argument over. This is what their argument is over. Does it have to be done in front of the squatter or not? Man da amar b'fnei shnayim, the one who says that it can be done in front of two. He says that it's not in front of him is not considered a mecha, and therefore you have to do it in front of two edim. Umad davar fik shlosha, the one who says it's got to be done in front of three people. Kasefer mecha shlo in front of hamecha. He says a mecha not in front of him is considered a mecha. And therefore, right, so if the owner made his protest not in front of the squatter, then it has to be witnessed by three people to assure that the word is going to spread to the squatter. Really, everyone agrees that mecha that's not done in front of him is considered a mecha. But over here, when how many people have to witness it? This is the argument. Sadusa ba'inan, the one who says that it could be in front of two edim, he holds that we are mechayev only a testimony that this actually happened. So all you need is two over here, you know, because they're like testifying, so to speak, for you. Amar da Rav Shlosha, because I went in front of three, he holds galui milsa ba'inan. We need enough edim to back up the protest. You need to have more than two in order that it can be known that this protest is happening over here, so they can get back to him. Gidel bar manyumi havale mechuyasa lemechuye. Story time. This happened to him personally. Gidel had this property, and he wanted to protest. He wanted to make a macha to stop the guy from making a chazaka on his property. He says, Rashi, mechuyasa lemechuye. What happened was, is that mechuyasa lemechuye, shahaya echad mechsik penechseyim, vahaya rotse lemchusamiyu, Kamayu b'fnei shloshtav. Who had the b'fnei shnayim? Kedamin rav or the kaman mecha b'fnei shnayim. Vein sarach lomer ksuvo elohachi hava uvda v'chim pasuk rabin rach the mecha b'fnei shnayim. Let's take a look. So what did he do? Ashkechinu rav hunu l'chia by rav the rav chilkia bar tuvi. He came to these three chazra people to have a yosei. They're sitting down. And umach chamayu. So what did he do? He was mocha in front of these people. They're all sitting down at some park bench in the nice Shabbos afternoon or whatever it was, and they came along and he gave the smackdown. Yeah. Now the Rambam says, "Shei machzik ben chasam." We said, "If they shnayim, it would even work in front of two, like we said." But we deal with the case of what ended up happening, right? So Loshana the next year hadar asa lamchuye. Even though he made a protest the year before, he came and made another process. He thought that the original owner has to do one each year during the three-year chazaka thing. And if he's quiet for a full year, then this could be thought that maybe he is admitting to the fact that he was lying when he previously said that it really belonged to him. So then the squatter would not be faltered for having lost his document after the third year, and a chazaka would be established. So if he has to go, Amulei, so what happens is Lashana Hadar Asalem Chuye came to go into protest. Amulei, Lo Tzvichas. So what are you doing? You don't have to go protest. Hachem Rav, Kevin Shemichas Shana Rishona, once you did the first year, Shuvin Atzarech Limchos. You don't have to go and do it again. Vigatami, some say Amulei Chia Bar, Amulei Chia Bar Rav, that Rav said to him, you don't have to go and do it again. After every 3 years, you have to go ahead and you have to do it. Because then the guy will have a chazaka. Toi bar of Yochanan. Yochanan was astonished while he came and he was, came and he asked a question on this. Rashi Bam says Taim Chashiv Makshiba. V'chi Gazlin Yeshlo Chazaka. Can a Gazlin have a Chazaka? What do you mean? So why does it have to be that he used to do it every 3 years? Once we protest him, he is this category already as a Gazlan. Gazlan psychedelics? You want to think that Bakar is saying only in the case in which he was a Gazlan? In Bar Kapara's case, the original owner only accused of stealing the field. He never came out that Itaka was guilty and he was a Gazlan. So why is it that we call him a Gazlan? Ela ki Gazlan Isha Chazaka? And there's reason to think that he is a Gazlan. Right? Can he go and make a Chazaka? Obviously not. Therefore, you wouldn't have to do it every 3 years. Amarava, listen, nice, but the halacha is you got to do it in between after every 3 years. That's the bottom line. If you don't do it, there must be, it wasn't even meaning it by the first time you protested either. Tani by Kapara, he taught ir, chazar v'ir. The original guy challenged the guy, the squatter, and then challenged it again and challenged again, meaning every 3 years, the original owner goes and is mocha in front of Edom, that this guy is stealing my land. He's trespassing. Imach was tiny, we showed here. If he did each challenge based off the first one, he never changed what he said. Every 3 years, he protested and said it's his land, and he kept exactly what he said. But if not, he does have a chazaka. Wow. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to show you all a great, great day.